Brother Joseph, how long is the Great Tribulation? Some people say it's 7 years. What does the Bible say?
The Bible says the tribulation is 3.5 years.
How do you know?
Because it's written. You go to Revelation 13:5, it says the beast has power 42 months. That's the half of the 7-year covenant that the Antichrist signs. We see that in the prophecy, Daniel 9:27.
That's the thing, that the Antichrist makes a 7-year covenant, so it can be 7 years than the Great Tribulation.
No, because if you read the prophecy, Daniel 9:27, it says he makes a covenant for 7 years, all right, and in the middle of the 7 years, that's what the prophecy says, in the middle of the week, which is 7 years in Hebrew, mm-hmm. he breaks the covenant.
Yes.
He says in the middle of the 7 years, he will stop the daily sacrifice. And then it continues in Daniel 11:31, the same prophecy, different chapter. He shall stop the daily sacrifice, it says, and he shall place the abomination which makes desolate.
Place it where?
Where? In the temple in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Jesus says, I know that, of course, people attribute this to Antiochus Epiphanes the Fourth, 168 B.C., sacrificed a pig in the temple in Jerusalem. Then he put up the statues, the abomination of statues of Zeus, Jupiter, in the temple. And any Jew will not convert to Jupiter, he will kill. So people think that this prophecy was fulfilled. This prophecy, Daniel 11:31, was fulfilled in 168 B.C. by Antiochus. This interpretation, which is also written in a lot of Bibles, footnotes, are wrong.
In the notes, yeah.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Okay, but I would like to understand why.
How do we know? Yeah.
Yeah.
We know it's wrong because Jesus said in Matthew 24, 15-16, he says, when you see the abomination, desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet in the holy place, then flee because, verse 21, then shall be great tribulation. Jesus puts the abomination that Daniel talks, okay, which is the attribute to Antiochus. Okay, Jesus puts in the future, when you shall see, then flee. Okay, but not only puts in the future, he connects it to the rapture. Because it says in Matthew 24:21, it says, then shall be great tribulation as a consequence of the abomination. Okay? And then you keep reading, verse 29, it says, Jesus comes back and it's the rapture.
Okay. So when does the great tribulation start and how long does it last?
Okay, the Bible is very specific. The Bible gives a 7 years warning before the rapture and 3.5 years warning before the tribulation.
So how come?
Okay, because in Daniel 9:27, he will make a covenant for 7 years,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So when you see the Antichrist making a covenant for 7 years, you have 7 years warning before the rapture, because the rapture is at the end of the tribulation. But let's go by order. Step one, he makes a covenant, 7 years, Daniel 9:27. Mm-hmm. He breaks in the middle. That's after many years?
3.5.
3.5. So in 3.5, he puts the abomination of desolation. Jesus says, when you see the abomination, then flee because it is the great
what does it say
tribulation. I said before, Matthew 24, 15, 16, and 21. When you see the abomination of Daniel, spoken by Daniel, flee because it shall be great tribulation.
So when the Antichrist puts this abomination in the temple, which they would rebuild sometimes, that's when the great tribulation starts?
Exactly, exactly. When he puts abomination, causes the tribulation.
And this abomination will be placed when he breaks the covenant.
Exactly. Daniel 11:31, it says, he shall stop the death sacrifice and place the abomination, which Jesus says causes the tribulation.
Okay, I understand.
For how long? Well, the covenant is broken in the middle of the 7 years.
Yes.
So it can only last until the end of the 7 years, which is 3.5 years to go. Mm-hmm. Which it goes perfectly with Revelation 13:5. 42 months are given to the beast, the devil in the flesh, to become the leader of the world, etc. Revelation 13.
All right, so the Antichrist makes the covenant for 7 years. As soon as he breaks the covenant in the middle, starts the Great Tribulation until the end of the 7 years.
Yes.
So the Great Tribulation is
the second half of the seven years. Which is 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
I know, because there are many theories, right? Some people say tribulation 7 years, yes. Some people, et cetera, et cetera. No, absolutely not.
Yes.
These are scripture, they're no interpretation, no opinion, no theories.
Amen. Can you please give us one more time all the scriptures that are in the order of the events?
The scriptural steps?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the number one, I said we know it's 7 years because Daniel 9:27, it says the Antichrist shall make a covenant with many for a week, mm-hmm. Shabu in Hebrew. Some Bible says 7 years, some Bible says a week, mm-hmm. because in Hebrew, Shabu means seven. It means it can, they use it for 7 years, okay? So he makes a covenant for 7 years, and he says he breaks it in the middle, yes. stopping the daily sacrifice, okay? So that means there must be a temple in Jerusalem, okay?
By then there will be a temple.
Yeah, be a temple.
Okay.
Because they cannot build unless they make a covenant. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they make the 7 year covenant, the Jews will be allowed to build the temple, to rebuild the temple, which is not there now. So when you see that they make a covenant, you will know if it's the last 7 years or not by the fact, are they rebuilding the temple or not?
Okay.
Because they could make a 7 year covenant, but it might not be the last 7 years, unless they make the temple.
Okay.
Okay, so he makes the 7 year covenant. He breaks in the middle by stopping the daily sacrifice. And then the next scriptural step would be Daniel 11:31. It says he stops the daily sacrifice and he places abomination of desolations, which is not Antiochus, like some Bible are saying, the footnotes. Because Jesus says in Matthew 24:15, 16, and 21, says when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, you cannot make a mistake, mm-hmm. then flee, because then there shall be great tribulation. And Jesus puts in the future. So it's not 168 BC and the Antiochus Epiphanes.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And then Jesus not only puts in the future, but he puts in the end time, and not only in the end time, but actually connects it to the rapture. Because he says in the same chapter, Matthew 24, he says in verse 29, after the tribulation of those days, the Son of Man shall appear in heaven, etc. And that's the rapture. Verse 29 until 31. You understand?
Yes.
So the tribulation starts exactly the moment the Antichrist breaks the covenant.
Okay.
Signs a covenant 7 years, breaks in the middle. As soon as he breaks in the middle, the tribulation starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. You understand? Puts the abomination. Jesus says when it's the abomination, then flee, because then in the middle of the 7 years shall be great tribulation.
Okay? Yes.
And also this 3.5 years, it goes perfectly with the rest of the prophecies. You see in Revelation 13:5, the beast is as powerful for 42 months.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 11, 2 and 3, it gives the number. 1,260 days or 42 months, the same 3.5 years. Revelation 12, 6 and 14, 3.5 years again. It goes with every prophecy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, you happy with this? Is it clear?
Yes, because of the scriptures, it's clear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
God bless
you. Praise God.